Razorbacks sometimes.
I've been asking everybody in Arkansas about Razorbacks because you always, you know, hear about that when you get in this part of the country. Yeah. Is there really such thing as a Razorback?
Yeah, there is such a thing. You know, a lot of those wild hogs, originated from the first hogs that were brought in here. Mm-hmm. Probably by, I believe the Spanish brought some over. And they are Razorbacks. They don't have much of a loin in the body.
I see. Well, talking about cattle, how would you describe, you know, the noise that's made by a cow, either when it's hungry or wants to be milked? You say it was
bowl.
Would you say the same thing about a calf? Just making some kind of noise?
Yeah. That calf bowl.
What about
mowing?
Mm-hmm. What about the noise that a horse makes? You'd say it was.
Knicker.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, a general term that you would use for animals, you know, feathered animals like turkeys and chickens and ducks and geese and all that? You'd say you had a lot of different.
I was trying to think. Feathered. Animals, I guess.
Could you call them fowl?
Yeah, you call them fowl.
People around here have used that much?
Not much.
What do they do? Just use a specific?
Yeah, they'd name? Say chicken.
Chickens or whatever.
Turkeys or. I don't know when I have heard anybody say fowl.
I see. Well, what about a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs, it would be called a
sitting hen.
We're talking about chickens, you know, these things that you would use to send a chicken to market in.
Coop.
Call that a coop. Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that for anything else? Having to do with chickens? Maybe the place, an enclosed place or something else?
Yeah, they use that term too for chicken coop. And it's wired in there.
I see. Oh, I want to ask you this about chickens. You know, when you fry a chicken, mm-hmm. there's usually a piece that children like to get so they can
put them on.
Yeah.
Put them on.
What is the story behind that?
I don't know. There's something that. It has something to do with marriage somewhere or other, but I...
According to which piece you get.
Yeah, which piece you get. They used to, you know, they'd get this pulley bone out, and then they'd break it, and the one that got the shortest or the longest or something, they was the one that'd be the fortunate one.
I see. Have you ever heard any of general term used to describe the inside parts of a hog that you could eat but you might not normally eat, say like the heart and the lungs and things like that?
I don't remember.
Have you ever heard the word haslet used for anything like that? Have you ever heard the lungs called anything besides just
lights.
The lights? Now, do people eat those, or?
Some do.